so much sleeping. But because he was so wonderful in his willingness to selflessly serve the Lord's devotees, the Lord took it upon himself to wake him up. This is the process of bhakti. You cannot wake up yourself. Only Krishna can wake you up. And when will he wake you up? When will he reveal himself within the cave of your heart? When he sees that you are anxious to selflessly give up all of your own concerns to please his devotees.
And Krishna is most intimately pleased with those who worship with him in spontaneous love. This is the gift that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us. I think that all of the world will be anxious into the intimate, ecstatic, loving abode of Goloka Vrindavan. We have been down there with others. And how can we achieve it? I hope that we get back to the truth by being very humble and sincere. Or Lama Vana, or Vrindavan Vana, cleansing our hearts to chant in his own name. I hope that enough people.
Rajam jirajakuyam avidram itam uttamam pratyakshavagamam dharamam shushukam kartam avyayam.
This knowledge is the king of education, the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge, and because it gives direct perception of the self by realization, it is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting, and it is joyfully performed.
और क्योंकि आत्मा की प्रत्यक्ष अनुभूति कराने वाला है अतः धर्म की परिणति है अविनाशी है और अत्यंत सुखपूर्वक संपन्न किया जाता है.
It is my great pleasure and fortune to be with all of you this evening.
ये मेरा बहुत भाग्य है और आनंद है कि आज शाम को मैं आपके साथ यहाँ पर आया हूँ.
The greatest benediction that God gives us is the opportunity to serve. The great acharyas consider this the ultimate blessing, the opportunity to serve. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed, na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam vajagadisha kamayam mama janamani janmani swari bhavata bhakti rahaita kitvai. I do not want any amount of wealth. I do not want to enjoy with beautiful women. I do not want fame and recognition amongst men. No desire for prestige. I do not want followers or disciples who will worship me. I do not even want liberation from the sufferings of this world. My desire is that birth after birth, my Lord, I can always be your servant. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also explained the essence of service. Gopi Bhartur Padakamalayora Dasa Dasa Dasanu Das. To be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord, that is the highest spiritual achievement. In this material world, the deeply conditioned tendency within the heart is to want to be the enjoyer.
Rivo. should not lean against the wall. You're still leaning against the wall. It's like a bed for you. This wall is Tattva's bed. Because Muchakunda was willing to perform this service with such humility and dedication, Krishna himself came to wake him up within the cave of his heart.
In the pure heart we want to serve. So I am considering this a very great fortune that you are all giving me the opportunity to serve you by speaking the words of Lord Krishna. I was asked to speak on the topic of Dasara, where Lord Sri Ram defeats Ravana. And also I was told to speak on the value of morality within education of our children. To harmonize these two subject matters is a very interesting subject. Especially since it was only a few minutes ago since I received the message of what I was to speak on. In this verse of Gita we are reading, Krishna explains that what is contained in his teachings to Arjuna is the king of education. Because it gives direct perception of truth. In Valmiki's Ramayana, we read of a very, very highly educated Brahmin. He knew the scriptures with great erudition. He was also a very powerful, physical, fit person. And he was one of the greatest scientists. He understood how to, on the subtle platform, manipulate the material elements to gain tremendous powers. This personality was one of the greatest scholars, one of the greatest scientists, and one of the greatest athletes. His name was Ravana. But unfortunately, he did not understand the proper purpose of all of this great opulences that he had achieved. He was also the greatest politician. He thoroughly understood the art of politics, diplomacy, organizing armies, sending spies into the enemy camp.
Muchakunda is here sleeping within a cave, a dark cave. And Krishna, he brought complete light to that cave and revealed himself. Similarly, in the cave of our heart, you should know your soul is sleeping in darkness. In the cave of your heart, your soul is sleeping in darkness and dreaming of all this that we call our life. But if with proper Krishna conscious direction, we become selfless.
He could fly in the sky He could do practically anything. And with his powers, he exploited so much gold that he made his whole city of Lanka golden city. In America, the president lives in the White House. Anyone can paint their house white. But who can have a golden palace? Today, no one in the entire planet could do such a thing, have an entire palace made out of gold. Just last night at Jayadev Prabhu's house, I picked up the newspaper. And I saw it said this man named Bill Gates, who's one of the five wealthiest men in the world, he has a house that costs, I think it was about $50 million. It's one of the most expensive houses on the planet. How many rupees is $50 million? Huh? 250 crores. Only. That's not his office or his company. That's just where he sleeps. Ravana, he not only had his palace, but the entire kingdom in solid, pure gold. Very, very successful person. However, he had one problem. He wanted to enjoy rather than serve. And due to that misconception, he engaged in so many immoral activities. Sita was the consort of Ram. Although Ravana had so many beautiful, beautiful women under his control, he was still not satisfied. Although he was king of practically the planet and he had so much wealth, still he was not satisfied. By material methods, one will never be satisfied. One always wants something more. And the bigger you become, the more intolerable it is that someone is better than you. So when Ravana heard about Sita, he was thinking, I must enjoy her. She must be mine. So he used his tremendous powers for the immoral purpose of kidnapping another man's wife. First he disguised himself as Sadhu. Then he used his very, very clever intelligence to convince her to cross over the line and give him charity. This all happened right here in Maharashtra.
We put aside our own material attachments for one purpose only, to serve the devotees, to assist the devotees in whatever way we can. Then Krishna becomes so pleased with us that he personally wakes us up. He reveals himself and brings light and love to our life. This is the process. which is so wonderfully being revealed in this story. Krishna is non-different than his name.
Never touched Sita. It was a Maya Sita. This is described in the Kurma Purana. And for those of you who have been to Tirupati, this is the basis of the whole legend of Balaji in Tirupati. That there was a false Sita. This, the real Sita, she can never be touched by anyone but Ram. But there is a Maya Sita, the goddess of material energy. If you try to take Sita for your own sense gratification, you get Maya. So ultimately Ravana, although he created so much fear and terror in the world, he was destroyed by Lord Ram. So how to tie this story to the values of education? Simple question. Do you want your children to be Ravanas or Rams? That's the question. And what are our schools producing today? Somebody who has all sorts of technical, scientific, academic knowledge but still has greed in their heart is following the path of Ravana. The problems of the world that are causing so much distress are not being caused by the simple farmers. They are being caused by the most intelligent, powerful leaders of society. There is great fear of these atomic bombs. Right now, there is one pointed right here. And we're pointing down there. And who wins a war of atomic bombs? Maya.
Maya
wins. And everyone else loses. Who has created them? It's not the simple farmers. It's not the housewives. It's the big, big PhD scientists who went through years and years of colleges and universities. And who's polluting the world with all sorts of artificial technology? Destroying the ecology of the planet.
And the name of God can wake us up in a moment. In fact, the scriptures tell us, and we have all heard it, that if you chant the name of the Lord even once purely, you wake up to your eternal constitutional nature of loving Krishna. Once. But we're chanting so many times. Why? Still, the soul is so much sleeping in the cave of the heart. It is because Krishna, who is non-different his name, who is the Paramatma within our heart, he appears.
What is the ideal? Where we are educated, very highly educated, according to our nature, but we learn the science of morality. Only then can we achieve peace or do good for our family, the society, and the world. But today in the educational systems, it is very rare that we find any real teaching of morality. Morality simply doesn't make any sense to the modern educated mind unless we understand the science of religion. We find this in India, everywhere. In the colleges of Bombay, the young people are becoming so immoral and degraded. Chasing after the most sinful methods of the Western world. And when their parents tell them that they should be good, they think, why? They see rituals being performed in the temple. They think it's just a waste of time. Better I put the ghee on my chapatis than putting them in cotton ghee whips and offering them to a statue. They see no sense to it all. However, if these same people are scientifically convinced of what is the soul, what is the God, what is material nature and how it is working, then they become the greatest devotees. And live by the highest, purest spiritual principles. Therefore, spirituality should be introduced in the educational systems today. People will not be convinced if you tell them about morality without a scientific understanding of God. To the degree there is godlessness, there will be immorality. So this is very important. The world depends on it. As long as there is greed in the heart, then our activities will cause great strife to ourselves and others. What does Bhagavad Gita teach? It teaches how to free our heart from lust, anger, pride, envy, illusion, and greed. By removing these contaminations and allowing the true nature of the soul to shine. The true nature of the soul is to love, to be compassionate.
Hears within his name and gives complete light through his name to wake us up when we become like Mukshakunda, when we become a humble, selfless servant. Until then, Krishna does not reveal his light through his name to us. So we must simultaneously chant very attentively, and we must very, very selflessly serve the Lord's devotees. Make the mission of the Vaishnavas, the mission of our Guru, our life and soul.
Human existence is to realize God. Real happiness cannot come from any material arrangement for enjoyment. Real happiness awakens naturally through the realization of our own eternal blissful nature. Dasara is a day that symbolizes good over evil.
Mm-hmm.
spirituality over materialism, right over wrong. These values should be inculcated in all of our young people's hearts in a way that they are convinced. There must be examples in this world. Ravana was the hero of Sri Lanka. What great people do, the common people follow. Ram was the king of Ayodhya, and all the citizens wanted to be just like him. Ravana was the king of Sri Lanka, and all the citizens wanted to be just like him. Except for Vibhishan, because he was a very good devotee. So, the father and mother are the leaders of the family. The teacher is the leader of the classroom. The politicians are the leaders of the society. What this world needs desperately is leaders who are God conscious, who can show people by their example what they should strive for in life. Then there can be real prosperity. When Ram was fighting with Ravana in Sri Lanka, he had the help of an army of monkeys. These monkeys, headed by Sugriva Hanuman, they didn't have any proper weapons. Whatever, they would just pick up trees and throw them. Ravana's army had the most sophisticated military weapons. In Ram's whole army, there was only two bows and arrows, one held by Ram, one by Lakshmi. Ravana had millions of soldiers, each of them with the most updated military artillery. They had various astras or bombs. They had mystic powers where in their arrows they could put so many different powers. But still, the small monkey army
be willing to fight for Krishna. Be willing to fight and endure any inconvenience in the service of Guru and Gauranga. When we are truly willing and ready to do that, Krishna will reciprocate. But it's not that we just do it once or twice. Muchukunda did it his whole life. And not just an ordinary life, but a very extended life. He selflessly fought without expectation of anything.
We must imbibe this faith in people's hearts. Ravana thought that by his material adjustments he would be victorious. But Hanuman and the monkeys, they knew for sure, just because they were pleasing Ram, they would be victorious. The greatest power on earth is faith. And faith in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So let us strive for this perfection in our life. Human life is meant for purification. And purification comes about by pleasing the Supreme. Today, people are attached to the temporary enjoyments of life and are willing to engage in any type of activities to achieve it. But according to the laws of karma, you have to suffer whatever reaction there is to your activities. Immoral activity brings about misery. Krishna explains in Gita what tastes like poison at the beginning tastes like nectar in the end. But what tastes like nectar in the beginning tastes like poison in the end. Krishna consciousness is the art of living in such a way that we can taste the nectar that the heart is longing for. And that comes to purify.
You're coming to your real senses. In fact, sometimes
Ram appears in this age of Kali Yuga as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he's come to kill the Ravanas in everyone's heart. The desire to exploit the property of God is like Ravana living in your own heart. But Lord Chaitanya came with the most powerful of all God's weapons, which is his own holy name. As Ram killed Ravana with an arrow that was given to him by Lord Brahma, Lord Chaitanya has come to kill the demoniac mentality within everyone's hearts through the great weapon of the chanting of the holy name of God. The name of the Lord has all the power of the Lord Himself. It destroys all of our materialistic propensities and awakens the true virtuous moral nature of the soul. The nature to love God. Everyone is seeking love. Ravana was seeking love, but in the wrong way. Everyone is looking for the pleasure of love. But that can only be fulfilled when we love Krishna. Because Krishna is all attractive. And he has appeared within his name. One time in the city of Chicago, Srila Prabhupada was, our Guru Maharaj, meeting with a very, very high officer in the Chicago Police Department. And he said to Srila Prabhupada, there is so much crime in this city. Most of the crime was being committed by young people. He said, we have no way to control the increase of crime. Swamiji, can you give us some suggestion?
Srila Prabhupada said, yes.
Unless you transform a person's heart, you cannot transform the way they behave. Just punishing a person is not enough. If you don't change their heart, they'll just do the same sinful activities again. I know in the American prisons, I believe it's over 90% of prisoners that get out of prison end up doing the same crime again and come back into prison. Because they are being punished, but their hearts are not being changed. So Srila Prabhupada explained, when people are greedy and lusty and envious and angry, how can you stop them from engaging in these sinful activities? We must change the quality of their hearts. And it is very simple. He said to this police commissioner that you just organize big halls in every neighborhood of the city of Chicago. And every day at lunchtime, make it a law that everyone, wherever they're working, they come to us.
When you're having a nice dream, you don't want to wake up.
Names of Krishna. Then we will give them prasad. You do this, and we guarantee you the crime rate will go way, way down. Because if people's hearts become pure, they become good. This is the simple means of purifying people's hearts. So you arrange this. Give us a hall in every neighborhood. And let us propagate this chanting of holy names and giving prasad. The police commissioner said, Swamiji, this is a very good idea. But I do not think the city council will agree. So Srila Prabhupada said, then what is the use of your city council? If they are not serving the real interests of the people. So this is the method of real education, to teach people how to clean their hearts and be pure. Srila Prabhupada explained that Western culture is very materially advanced. But spiritually blind. And Indian culture has tremendous spiritual vision. But due to being exploited by so many foreign powers over so many centuries, it is materially lame. But if the lame man who has good eyes rides on the back of the blind man who has strong legs, then together they can reach their destination. Similarly, if we combine the science, technology, prosperity of the West with the spiritual vision and morality of India's culture, we can actually transform this whole world into Vaikuntha. And that is the perfect synthesis of East and West, of modern education and spiritual realization. India is a nation the whole world used to look to for spiritual enlightenment. But the Indians now, instead of exporting their spirituality, they are importing the materialism of the West.
Have you ever had this experience? You're having such a wonderful dream. Someone comes and says, wake up, wake up.
Especially India. You will not achieve nirvana by eating Kellogg's cornflakes. Although, by seeing the advertisements, it appears that you will. It is by the purification of the heart, by understanding the Gita and chanting the names of the Lord, that we will experience real peace. And when we apply that to our particular occupational knowledge, then we can actually really move forward in bringing spiritual prosperity to our lives, our families, and the world. This is the greatest need. And it will only be fulfilled when each and every one of us live in pursuance of the truth. There is a very serious and famous saying that either you are a part of the solution or you are part of the problem. You cannot be in between. Either you are striving to be an example of real spiritual pursuit in life, morality, and devotion, or you are simply a part of the massive problem of ignorance. Ignorance is the greatest disease. Ignorance is creating so much misery. Bhagavad Gita and the holy name of Krishna is the medicine to cure that ignorance. It is practical. Associate with devotees who are sincerely preaching the message of Gita. Live a pure life. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, and no meat eating. Come together in such wonderful satsang as tonight to hear about what is the goal and purpose of our existence. And most of all, every day in our homes, as well as in the temples with the devotees, come together to clean our hearts, to bring about spiritual love in our lives by the chanting of the holy names of Krishna. It is very simple, and it will bring about real happiness. So please take this wonderful opportunity. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra has descended.
It's time for Mangal Arati. Oh no, such a nice dream.
Let the eternal glory of your own soul and reconnect you with the Supreme Soul, Lord Krishna. Please become happy through this chanting of Hare Krishna. It brings about the ultimate realization of the perfection of all knowledge. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. This time we would like to invite everyone to join us in the chanting. As I am chanting, gave up all of her personal efforts to save herself